This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia said Saturday its air defenses shot down a drone in Crimea, the second such incident at the headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet in 3 weeks. The governor of Sevastopol said the drone that was shot down fell on the roof of the Russian fleet's headquarters, but did not cause casualties or major damage. Earlier this month, explosions at a Russian airbase destroyed 9 Russian warplanes. And earlier this week, a Russian ammunition depot in Crimea was hit by an attack. Ukrainian authorities have not claimed responsibility for any of the attacks. Russian forces have stepped up their battle to capture the few remaining cities in eastern Ukraine that are not already under their control, while continuing to fire on towns and villages in the country's north and south. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Russian shelling in the southern city of Mykolaiv saw several injured, many of them children, all of whom were said to be in a serious condition. Similarly, a 5-story apartment building and private homes in the nearby town of Voznesensk were badly damaged. A Ukrainian airstrike hit a Russian military base in the largest Russian-occupied city in the southern Zaporizhia region. The Ukrainian military said intensified combat took place around the small city of Bakhmut. The capture of Bakhmut would enable Russia to threaten the two largest remaining Ukrainian-held urban centers in the eastern Donbas region. I'm Karen Chamas.
The French news agency is reporting that Somali forces have ended a 30-hour siege by al-Shabaab jihadists at a hotel in Mogadishu. A local official said the attackers are dead. He spoke on condition of anonymity. He gave no information about the total number of casualties in the attack on the Hayat Hotel. Earlier reports, however, put the number of casualties at 20 or more. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has talked about the attack on the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th of 2021 and the chances of his testifying before the congressional committee investigating that attack. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has the story.
In an Associated Press interview, former Vice President Mike Pence says he refused to get into a car with Secret Service agents during the attack on the U.S. Capitol building because he didn't want to leave.
My concern is that somebody somewhere else might give an order to a Secret Service agent to simply get us out of the building.
Pence was asked if he's willing to testify before the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection.
There are profound constitutional issues that have to be considered if we were to receive a formal invitation.
The former vice president was in Iowa, which hosts the leadoff Republican presidential caucuses ahead of the 2024 election. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. Air Force says it was the subject of a propaganda attack by a previously unheard-of Iraqi militant group that falsely claimed it had launched a drone attack targeting American troops at an airbase in Kuwait. The statement by the Air Force's 386th Air Expeditionary Wing came hours after the group, calling itself Al-Warathin, or the Inheritors, put out an online statement Saturday claiming it had launched an attack on August 12th that targeted Kuwait's Ali al-Salem Air Base. The U.S. Air Force called it a lie and said no such attack occurred. Satellite photos from Planet Labs PBC, analyzed by the Associated Press since August 12th, show no apparent damage at the base. The French news agency is reporting that more than 10% of a UNESCO-listed biosphere reserve has been destroyed by fires that tore through northeastern Algeria and killed at least 38 people. If that figure is accurate, it means the burned area of the park alone is almost double what civil defense services have said that had been destroyed throughout Africa's largest country since June. AFP cited Rafik Baba Ahmed, former director of the El Kala Biosphere Reserve, with the information. Algeria's fire service on Saturday said most of the fires had been put out. Thousands of people gathered at the Zulu Royal Palace in South Africa Saturday to witness the crowning of a new king in the country's richest and most influential traditional monarchy. Misuzulu 47, ascended to the throne once held by his late father, Goodwill Zwelithini, during traditional ceremonies. The new sovereign, wearing traditional leopard skin, promised to work to unite the Zulu nation. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA.